this is another area that I think there's that's really a one-time cost. I believe it's something we could absorb with our interim balance. I did reference to this was a request, you know, if we did have an expense, where would that come from? So two ways to look at this. One, I think it could come as a one-time expense out of our interim balance. A different way you could look at that is that in conversations at the business office, we did look at two agreements, Central Dakota Distance Learning Consortium, that's our ITV consortium. That is joining with the Great Western Network. We have not utilized ITV. I don't believe we have plans to utilize ITV. I don't believe that it is a system that we want to look at keeping. And so we ended that agreement because we're not seeing the value there. The other was ESG. You've seen the ESG payments, different quarterly reports that we do, quarterly and annual reports. We have extended beyond. We have reached our guaranteed maximum in that program, and so paying ESG, this ESG agreement would no longer, in my mind, be necessary. And so we asked to be relieved of that agreement as well. So if you want to look at it as a kind of a quid pro quo, there's a direct exchange of that near a little bit over $20,000 as well, although I think both are valid arguments. The last item I had was returned learning and continuous services, and we can talk about that when we get to that point on the agenda.